Resurrection by Leo Tolstoy, dramatized by Robert Forrest.
Trying to keep our spirits up.
Well, it doesn't sound like that. And that's the same verse four times.
Can't remember the next one.
If we go over that one, it might come back.
Oh, who'd want it back if it's more of the same?
I thought it would be cushier, travelling with you politicals.
It is. You'd be walking this stretch otherwise.
Oh, well, with your prince to thank for that at least, Katerina. You wondering where he is?
No.
Somewhere on velvet out of the mud and sleet. And the resting places are better with it. More room. Cozier.
Oh, cozy. I love that word.
Better food. Calf's head, calf's feet. Cracknel biscuits.
Rye bread, wheat bread. Plenty of butter.
Buckwheat porridge.
Hard boiled eggs.
Big mugs of milky tea.
With a splash of vodka.
If you set the problem, find the surest way to corrupt the greatest number of people, make more murderers and thieves and madmen than any other system, you'd have to invent Russia.
That's right. Too many prisons and churches, not enough schools and homes.
Too many scaffolds and ropes, yes.
Not enough.
Not enough what?
Ropes, just the wrong people hanging from them.
Oh, Nevada, it's that kind of talk turns the people away from us.
It's true. The people fear us. They don't see us as liberators, they think Inquisition, yes? They think French terror.
Oh, they would if they knew any history.
Terror, what's that but recognising power?
I don't seek power.
Then you'll achieve nothing, Krylstoff.
Enlightenment. Liberation through understanding.
Sentimental bilge.
You don't think part of our task is to educate the people?
The people, they worship power, nothing else. Whether it's the church or the Tsar, power. And we'll achieve nothing until we take power.
You want them to worship us?
Not us. Not me or you. Ideology. Scientific political economy. Hey, you. What do you think? You haven't said a word all night.
I was thinking about bees.
Bees?
If you don't handle bees with care, call it love, then you'll hurt them and they'll hurt you back. Nature of bees. If you don't love them, leave them alone. Same with people. No love? Leave them alone.
Love? I love justice, my friend.
So do I.
What's your name?
Simonson. And yours?
Katerina.
Think of a bacterium.
Why?
Just think of one. Tiny. Microscopic. Walking on your fingernail.
All right. I see it. Millions of legs.
And it's thinking about your fingernail. And it concludes inorganic, it thinks. Dead stuff. And that's us. Most of us. Most of the time.
And we're like germs.
Most of the time. We think the earth is mostly dead stuff. But it's not. It's alive. Entirely alive.
It feels it. Today.
Good.
Good to be walking. I can almost thank God, or thank the judge and jury, for my sentence, a day like this. I've seen so much, heard so much, met so many new people. Good people. Strange people. And you know, you're the strangest of them all.
Am I?
For a political. Are you a political?
In some people's eyes. But I trust only my own eyes. And you?
Me?
You're no revolutionary.
No. I'm just A whore who killed a man by mistake.
Then why are you with us?
Because of a prince. He wanted me to marry him. I came here instead.
Where is he now, this prince? Oh,
sitting on velvet, I should think. With a wine glass in one hand and a cigar in the other. Wishing he could be here, marching to Siberia.
You are strange.
I know. Fun, isn't it?
Have you seen the way he looks at her? Big eyes. Lovely lashes. Like a starving man at a haunch of venison.
Wrong there. He won't eat meat. Won't even wear the skins of animals. Oh, leather on his feet.
You know what I mean.
Wrong there as well. He's, you know, what do you call it? Like a monk.
Celibate.
That's it. Won't go near that kind of flesh either.
Rubbish. I know that look. And she looks back.
Unless Prince Dimitri turns up.
You don't think we're ever going to see him again?
Oh, I hope so. He said he'd try to get me appealed as well as Katerina.
Lydia, we're 1,500 miles from Moscow. Forget your prince.
I'll try.
It's not such a strange story. It's happening all over Russia. My father was rich. Still is, I suppose. In government. And when I got to 16, I saw it all clearly.
It's your own eyes, the only ones you trust.
Right. Mm-hmm. All this money and land he had, and the money he was still making, it was dishonestly earned. It wasn't earned at all. So I told him that. I explained it all in perfectly lucid detail.
Sure you did. And he threw you out.
No, no. He'd never do that. He's a gentle soul. He wasn't angry. He was more sad. But he wasn't going to change. So I left home.
You left all that land, all that money. See, some people would find that impossible. Or at least, difficult. I knew someone who tried and couldn't do it.
Not so difficult. You just walk away. I went to university. Joined the People's Party there. And became a schoolmaster in a little village.
A schoolmaster? Don't tell me. You explained to your pupils what was wrong with Russia in perfectly lucid detail.
Yes.
And you were arrested?
At the trial, I saw right away that these people had no right to sit in judgment on me. Who gave them that right? God? So I refused to answer their questions.
You just stood there?
Yes.
Smiling, I bet.
They exiled me to the province of Archangel for 5 years. And that was good, because it gave me time to work more things out in my mind.
What things? I mean, do you have an ideology?
I prefer the word doctrine. Essentially, it's that everything in the world is alive. People, plants, animals, the ground under our feet, everything, all is life. And it's a crime, sin, to destroy life.
No wars, no executions.
And no killing animals. Also, try not to step on too many insects.
You are, Simonson. You really are.
Strange.
Different.
So are you, I think.
Me?
Katerina!
Dimitri! Prince Dimitri!
Katerina. You look well.
So do you. And this is...
You look very well. Healthy.
Well, we sometimes walk 10, 15 miles a day. Food is good. A day's rest after every 2 days on the road.
Travel, yes, it's exhilarating. I've met so many interesting people on my way here.
Ivan Markov, sir, 35, merchant's clerk. Sentence, 4 years penal servitude. For preaching sedition, which I did, all for the love of a woman. My wife, she'd breasts like the Queen of Sheba's and paradise down south. And it wasn't just the body, sir, oh no. I loved every word she said and every thought she had, because from her mouth they seemed undeniable. Undeniable. She studied, I studied with her. She joined the party, I was next in line. She could lay out the party dictates to me as clear and simple as a nursery rhyme. And it would trip off my tongue next day in the office. I had my fellow clerks mesmerised. It got so I was near enough thinking her thoughts, saying her words before she spoke. But then, sir, as she rose up through the party's ranks, got in with the inner circle, well, the Queen of Sheba wasn't home much at night. So I'm sitting, one of those long, long nights, not sober, I admit, just beginning to think, are these my ideas undeniably mine? Do I really care about emancipating the people, or am I just scared I'm locked out of paradise forever? And that very night, that's when the cudgels hit the door. And here I am. My wife. Haven't seen her since. Not so much as a goodbye note. Communist bitch.
I never thought I'd see you again.
I told you I'd come.
For the last time we met in the prison, you couldn't look at me.
That was wrong of me, that unease.
Disappointment? Disgust?
I was wrong, Katerina. Whatever you did in the hospital...
With my pimply medical boy and his free alcohol.
You did it to survive, to get by.
Once a whore, always a whore.
That's not what I mean. I've learned something of the pressure you're all under. I know now the rules are different for...
For the likes of me.
For the poor. The exploited and tyrannized and desperate.
Oh, still a campaigner, then. Is that why you're here? I'm sure you haven't come all this way to ask me to forgive you again. Young nobleman seduces a serving wench when she's 17 and she turns out a whore. Happens all the time. Forgiven every time.
Katerina,
go and sin no
please.
More.
Please.
Sorry. I don't know why I'm... Dmitri. Forgive yourself.
Katerina. The Senate.
They refused my appeal.
They say they have no legal right to overturn the judgment of the law court.
Even though the judgment was wrong.
The judge passed sentence based on the jury's decision.
You didn't see the jury's decision. You missed a bit out.
Yes, and nobody denies that. But the legal power just isn't there to reverse the sentence. Such power isn't written into the Senate rules, so it doesn't exist.
That's that, then.
No, clemency exists with the Tsar. I've already written a letter with signatures from many friends. Lawyers, marshals, a general, a priest... A reprieve is still very possible. Katerina, why didn't you ask?
Ask what?
About the Senate, about their decision. Instead, you asked about me, about us.
This Senate, it would be all men.
Of course.
Of course, like the jury was. I've been hearing some wild ideas in the last few months. I think I just had one of my own. When a woman's on trial, the jury should be all women.
That may be an excellent notion.
Or it may just be because I'm sick of men. The way they look at me, or don't look at me. Even the way they move their hands makes me uneasy.
You seemed easy enough with... What was his name?
Simonson. He's different.
When I was little, the big house on the estate used to be all lit up at Christmas. Every window... The master, that's what we had to call him, master. He and his lady prided themselves on their Christmases. They always had a tree in a bay window, huge, tall tree, all shining with little white and green and red candles. I used to think that's what Jesus would be like when he came back, all white and green and red and shining. I still miss that sometimes.
You miss your landlord's Christmas tree.
I miss the superstition. It all gets educated out of you. Well, that's a good thing, but I miss it sometimes. What about you?
Oh, I miss vodka. I mean, we've plenty, even in prison.
Can't seem to get hold of it up here.
You've got fresh air to perk you up.
Oh, fresh enough when it's not raining or sleeting or snowing or galing.
Here, help me out.
Oh, up you come. There.
Where's Katerina?
With a prince.
What?
Prince Dimitri.
What other prince does she know?
So, he's turned up after all.
Seems he plans to travel with us. You volunteered for Siberia. I want to go at least part of the way with you. Authorities grumbled a bit, but as long as I don't get in the way too much.
And you are a prince.
Yes. But why? To learn.
You here to study us, prince? Find out what kind of creatures we are.
Much I want to learn, Avatov. Yes, I understand.
And what have you learned so far?
That I probably never will understand, but I may find out what to do to help.
Why don't you come up in the wagon, staff? Ride and talk.
I'd rather walk.
Been sitting in your first-class carriage too long.
Yes.
We came the first stretch by train as well. Packed in like cattle.
I know. I've written strongly about that to the authorities. Oh,
there's a revolutionary act. A strong letter. And how else do you mean to help us?
What do you suggest?
Exterminate your class.
Not at all.
It's the only way. Kings, judges, warders and princes. They'd see us got rid of. So get them first. Like the parasites they are.
Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay.
Krylstov here is what they call a Christian revolutionary, which means a useless one. He'd have us turn the other cheek.
And what kind are you, Navatov? The kind who'd be our new tyrant, yes? A prince among communists.
What do you think, prince?
The Lord said he came not to send peace but a sword, but thou shalt not kill.
Saith the Lord. Except there is no Lord. Or only the humankind, if they can be called human.
I was born into my class, Navatov, but certainly human.
Maybe you are, because I think you're afraid of us. And that's human enough. Am I right?
Yes. That's one thing I have learned. People like you are to be feared.
Education, Prince. That was my crime. Viera Bogovskaya, 5 years' labour in Siberia for being educated. I was a late starter. Didn't read a book until I was 17. And that was thanks to the People's Party. They got me into my village school, told the masters there I was an exceptional girl. Exceptional. In 2 years, I was well up in algebra, geometry, history, especially history. I left that place with a gold medal. Couldn't go to university, of course. But I kept on reading. I read everything from Moses to Darwin. And to tell you the truth, I didn't care which was right. Darwinism, evolution, a lot of the comrades were keen on that. But to me, it meant as little as creation in 6 days. How the world came to be didn't bother me. It was how we should live in the world that mattered. So I could read, and I could read aloud, which I did, to peasants who couldn't. I was a danger to the powers in a way even the likes of Navatov will never be. A Russian peasant woman with an education. That's a new thing, sir. Exceptional. Dangerous.
I know what you could do, Prince.
Oh, don't start again, Navatov.
But he wants to help us. I can tell him how he could help me.
How is that, Navatov?
Help me escape.
And where would you go?
Not far. I don't mean get me out of the country, off to America or wherever. Just sweet talk and bribe the way you do and get me off this convoy. With some food and a couple of guns.
Guns?
And maybe a little money. Within a month, I'd have a band of comrades with me.
A gang of outlaws.
We're all outlaws already, Krylstov. And it's occurred to me, that's what this part of the world needs. A few men like me with other men to follow them. And guns. There are thousands of prisoners up here. They could make an army.
And what would this army do?
What all armies do.
Yes. I was a lieutenant in the guards. I know what armies do.
Are we going to get the swords into plowshare speech now?
I fought against the Turks. I took delight in it.
Is that so?
Never felt more alive. Except once, perhaps.
Horrible. In fact, maybe he's not such a fool, this prince.
Not horrible at all, he said.
What are you on about?
Remember I told you, Prince, about the two boys that were hanged?
I remember, the Pole and the Jew, and it made you a revolutionary.
A warder told me afterwards. It wasn't horrible, he said, the hanging. All they did was move their shoulders a couple of times, like this. And when the hangman gave the ropes a jerk, that was it. They never budged no more, he said. Wasn't horrible a bit. He was lying. Yes. He'd tears in his eyes. Was horrible.
Gently, Christopher. Gently. So, Prince, when was this other time you felt most alive? With a woman, no doubt.
A girl. In church on Easter Eve. All the candles burned for her.
Oh, my.
I am the resurrection and the life.
My, oh, my. The people I have to mix with.
All the people sang for her.
The joyous only people.
Anything was possible.
Dimitri? Dimitri, are you there?
Who's this?
Dimitri.
Mario.
Now we've got a princess and all. Fool's sake.
There you are.
What on earth are you doing here?
I've been looking for you. An old woman, Lydia, said you might be with your Katerina. Or you might be in here. The friend is ill. I came here first.
This is no place for you.
I've brought food and medicine and wine. So, won't you introduce me to your friends?
Fiancée arrived last night.
He says she isn't his fiancée. I'm sure he'll marry her, someone like her.
Although he wants to marry you?
He did offer to make me his wife. Like he might offer to adopt a destitute child.
Why you? There are many destitute women.
Guilt, I suppose. When I was very young, he did me harm.
How did he do that?
A long time ago, Sir Monson. I'd rather forget it. And I wish he would, too.
Very well. Would you marry me? I don't feel any guilt. Only admiration, respect, and love. Do you know what a phagocyte is?
No.
They're in our blood. White corpuscles. They keep our blood clean, healthy. They attack and eat up bacteria and other harmful things. People like me, I think, celibates, pacifists, vegetarians, we're like phagocytes. Our mission is to keep healthy the weak and diseased parts of the organism.
I don't understand, Sir Martin. What's all this to do with marrying me? But you say you're celibate.
Yes.
Then why would you want to...
I think you and I would be fine together.
I can't have children. My life before...
I am celibate now and would be as your husband. Anyway, to produce children, that seems to me a fairly low function. A higher one is to serve and strengthen the life that's already here.
So you want me to be your lawful wedded phagocyte?
I would like you to be my wife. I would protect and... help you any way I can. You could help me in my work. We could work together. I admire the way you dress and the way you walk. There's no coquetry at all.
I dress this way to avoid the attention of men. I'm actually rather pretty.
I know.
And do you know what I was for years and years?
Of course I know. And the way you talk. It makes me smile. We could be excellent companions. As for the attentions of men, I am a different kind of man.
You are indeed.
Nadia Sokolov, General's daughter.
I know the General.
Yes, quite a liberal.
For a general?
Nadia's been in England for 6 years. Has an English husband. He is liberal. A prison reformer. I'll be staying with them for a week or two. Will you visit with me?
So you didn't come all this way to see me?
Yes, I did. Nadia was an excuse to get me this far north. I wrote to her and suggested we meet. Haven't seen her or even ridden for 4 years or more. They were never especially close. This breakfast is rather good for such an out-of-the-way place.
Why did you want to see me?
To talk about your Katerina.
She's not my Katerina.
I heard about her appeal. The Senate Committee's rejection.
Technical rigmarole. Absurd. I've written to the Tsar.
So Yeoman was at my mother's birthday dinner. He told me a lot of what went on.
He was on the Senate Committee that day.
Yes. Some of them found it all truly romantic. Your devotion to this ruined girl who was once a servant to your family.
If I'm devoted, it's to seeing justice done. She's innocent.
Some senators, however, took a less rosy view to you offering to marry her. A prostitute convicted of murder.
What?
However innocent she might be.
How can they have known about that?
Much of Moscow knows about it. I wouldn't be surprised if word hadn't reached here. All this way north to the ear of General Sokolov.
How, Maria?
Oh, please, Dmitri. Can you really think I would tell anyone?
Then who did?
Let me guess. Katerina tells a fellow prisoner, who tells another, who tells her lawyer, who tells his wife. Et voila! It's all over Moscow. It's a scandal, Dmitri. And scandal won't help your case.
So you've come here to help my case?
If I can.
And how do you plan to do that?
Maybe I can restrain some of your more evangelical madness.
I'm no evangelist, Maria. I've no wish to reform Katerina. If anyone needs reforming in this case, it's me.
Suddenly she seems to have more sense than you. She turned you down.
I have to tell you that my offer to her still stands.
More sense than me too, I suppose. I wouldn't turn you down.
Maria.
Unless you asked me to be a washerwoman. Flapping linen in the river and living on potatoes. Champagne in the morning, Dmitri. Civilization.
You're impossible.
I'm not only possible, I'm real. And there's a new slogan for you. Breakfast champagne for the people. Look at me, Dmitri. Look at me.
What were you thinking?
When?
Back there, at breakfast. You were looking at me all the time while I was packing up, moving about.
Was I?
You know you were. I could feel you looking at me. So, what were you thinking?
Was I looking at you lustfully? Is that what you mean? If we are married, we will not sleep together.
Even when it's very cold?
Maybe then. But maybe not.
Temptation. Celibate. If not... I mean, if we were to cuddle up together on a winter night, you'd feel...
Back to back, maybe. That might work.
Katerina. Katerina Maslova.
Yes.
My name is Maria Korchagin. I'm a friend of Prince Dmitri.
His fiancée.
You're as much a fiancée as I am. More. At least he asked you... I'd like to speak with you, if I may.
We have to get in the wagon. It'll be leaving in a minute.
Let it go. You stay behind for a little.
Oh, they won't allow that.
Yes, they will. I'm not planning your escape. We'll catch up with the wagons in my carriage.
Have you spoken to the guards, madam?
Yes, to their captain.
Then why not? I'll go on. See you later.
So, Katerina. I've been so looking forward to meeting you.
Katerina? I was thinking how wide awake and brisk you are in the morning.
He's an odd-looking fellow.
He's a very odd fellow.
It's rather chilly, don't you think? Let's sit in the carriage.
I've known Dmitri since he was a boy. So have I. So you have. In some ways, he's still a boy, don't you think? But then, so many of them are. I do admire him. Greatly. He's so determined to improve the lives of prisoners. Of all the poor. I suppose he is. You doubt it?
Not his determination. But the difference between the prince and me is that he thinks he can make a difference. I know he can't.
Many people seem to disagree. I'm told all kinds flock to him looking for help. Murderers, arsonists, rapists, multitudes who would touch the hem of his garment. He does rather have the hunted look of a reluctant saviour, does he not? But you've lost your faith.
Oh, maybe he can get me a reprieve of some kind. But like you say, madam, there are multitudes of us. Hundreds of thousands.
And you think nothing can be done?
Not by the prince. Not by anyone like him.
By whom, then?
By the multitudes. The hundreds of thousands.
Are you a revolutionary, Katerina?
No. I'm just an ex-whore who's been unjustly convicted. I'm sorry, madam, but in the last while I've learned to try and be as honest as I can. There doesn't seem to be any point in pretending, not in a world where they lock you up whatever you say, or for some reason send you 3,000 miles away. Doesn't make sense.
No, and I'm told it costs 500 rubles a prisoner.
Senseless and expensive.
So what would you do with them, the justly convicted?
I don't know. If a man is a murderer, then he should be hanged. That makes sense. But for the rest, I'm not a revolutionary, not a political. I just don't know.
Anyway, this journey doesn't seem to have done you much harm. You're glowing with health. And when you were talking with the odd fellow, you looked as happy as a girl setting out to a picnic.
Sir Manson. I enjoy teasing him. He's asked me to marry him.
Well, now, you are popular.
I have been. Some clients used to ask for me time and again. Forgive me, madam, but why are you here? Here with me?
I've heard so much about you. Your resilience, your courage. You are indeed spirited.
I don't think you've travelled from Moscow to try my spirit. You're here for Dmitri, are you not?
I'm here to visit an old friend. I haven't seen her since she married and had her children, a boy and a girl. And I thought I'd take Dmitri with me for a day or two, or at least for an evening. He's always been fond of children, you know. I dote on them myself. And you wouldn't begrudge him a little holiday, would you? With his own people.
I don't begrudge him anything.
And you're sure about this, sir?
I've seen the letter myself.
Where's my blue scarf?
The captain's preparing your papers right now.
Full pardon, Lydia. Thanks to you, Prince. God bless you.
Free.
Where is it?
Entirely free.
You'll go by wagon and steamboat as far as Pierre and then a train to Moscow.
I need that scarf. Here it is. Thanks, Fiera. I can think clearer with this on. So, Prince Dmitri, about Katerina.
I've written to the Tsar.
I don't mean that. I mean this Simonson. He's got eyes on her, and they're funny eyes.
I noticed that before you did.
He's a queer one, sir. Some kind of maddie, even if I can't work out what kind.
He seems a gentle enough soul, thoughtful.
There's gentle, and there's thoughtful, and there's downright cuckoo. He wouldn't eat a pork chop if he was starving. I wouldn't be surprised if he apologises to a carrot before he bites it. He thinks the whole world's some kind of creature.
Katerina's a smart young woman, Lydia.
She is. But she's taken with him, sir. And what kind of life would she have with him?
The wagon, Lydia.
And those eyes of his. They're hungry. Hungry for something.
Lydia, the wagon's waiting.
Will you speak to us, sir?
I will. But now you must go.
To Moscow.
I'll miss you, Lydia.
What would I do in Moscow?
Your son is there. He too will be released soon. You could go back to your village together.
That place is deader than Siberia. And it was my boy's shenanigans there got me in prison in the first place. Burning down folks' houses.
What?
Sir. Fiera. Even up here they need clothes made and mended. I'm a good seamstress. There's a sorry lack of decent vodka in these parts. I can run a still like no other woman in Russia.
What are you saying, Lydia?
I'm saying I'm a free woman, according to the prince here. Got the papers to prove it. So I can go where I like. Is that right, sir?
Yes.
Or stay.
Stay?
I want to stay.
Lydia.
I want to stay with you, Vieira. And with Katerina. My chums.
Good of you. Good to sit with me. Listening to this.
You needn't talk, Grosvenor. Try to sleep.
Lungs are in tatters. Not long now.
Sleep's what you need.
They'll let you rest here for a few days. I've seen to that.
Till you've got some strength back.
Won't come back, Prince. Gone for good.
You finished the herbal drink I made for you?
Yes, Sir Monson. Good of you. Did soothe me a bit. And I took the medicine your lady brought, Prince. In a fancy little bottle with its own spoon. Progress. Yes. I've been thinking about progress.
You shouldn't talk.
Used to be they slit your nostrils and cut off your ears. And they came up with branding irons. Progress. They used to make us walk all the way up here in leg chains. And they let us ride in carts. Now we even come part of the way on a steam train. Progress. But the thing that hath been, it is that that shall be.
And there is no new thing under the sun. Ecclesiastes.
And he's asleep.
Yes. May I talk with you, Prince?
Of course.
It's about Katerina.
Go on.
I've asked her to marry me.
Oh.
And so have you.
She refused me.
I know. But I think you should talk to her again.
She turned you down too?
No. But you should talk to her.
About what?
About your feelings for her.
They haven't changed. I offered to do what I thought was my duty to her, and she knows the offer still stands.
Duty? Not love.
Sir Monson, put it like this. I'm not free to choose. Katerina is, if she chooses to marry you. So be it.
She won't, until things are settled between you and her.
They're settled as I can make them.
You would have sacrificed much to marry her.
It would have been no sacrifice.
Yes, it would. But would you really have made it?
What do you mean?
Was it truly a sense of duty?
Don't question my sincerity.
But I'm sure you question it yourself.
What are you saying, man?
You wonder if you obey your conscience, or you perform.
Perform?
A kind of noble play acting, for applause, outward and internal.
This is becoming insolent.
Don't be offended, Prince. We can all be prey to spiritual vanity.
Sir Monson.
Although I do believe I've freed myself from all that vanity and vexation of spirit. Ecclesiastes again. And the thing is, sir, it's my belief that if you have another talk with Katerina and speak honestly...
You are insolent. How else should I talk with her?
Honestly on both your parts. Then I do believe she'll be free to marry me.
And have you heard the latest? Some of us, they don't hang anymore. Electricity. They electrify us to death. Progress. Yes.
Nadia Sokolov. Now Nadia Edmonds. Who'd have thought little Nadia would marry an Englishman? And he's quite an Englishman. Quite the modern European liberal. I told you he was a prison reformer. He's travelled a lot.
finding out how they manage such things around the world. France, Italy, America. You might find his knowledge and ideas hugely helpful, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Dimitri, I hope you haven't lost your grace and good company. I mean, you won't sit at table grunting and glowering, will you? Or berate the general? You spent so long among drunkards with shaven heads and cursing women and people who'd gladly see all of us beheaded. Reform, surely, doesn't mean the end of good manners. Of course, you'll have to endure this Nadia's chatter, which will be all about her children. How wonderful they are. Utterly unique. Her pretty little Katia and her handsome little Leski. She dotes on them. All fine and good and motherly. But we'll probably have to visit the nursery, lean over their two little cots and gasp in wonder and breathe in their heavenly fragrance. Can you bear to do that?
I have no name, and I call no man, sir, let alone prince. So there you are. I have no papers and no name, not even an age, because I don't count the years. I always was and I always shall be. No father and no mother, except Father Sky and Mother Earth. When I can, I work, and when there's no work, I beg. Not for money, mind. I gladly take bread, but never money. The Antichrist gives no man bread. He feeds only the lice, and the lice he feeds on the bodies of men. He's had me in court, and had me in prison, and dragged me in front of the priests, even had me in a madhouse. But he's never once truly touched me. Not laid a hand on me, not a finger. And why? Because I'm a free man. So there you are.
I should like to speak with you, Katerina.
Of course.
Alone, if that's all right with you, Sir Munson.
You know it is, Prince.
Good.
Would you like some tea? I just made some.
Yes, please.
Kristoff is dead.
I heard. I am sorry. He was a good man.
He was very beautiful.
Beautiful?
Still. White. Like a candle. No vexation of spirit. No.
Yes, I see.
Did you have a pleasant visit with your friends, Dimitri?
Pleasant, yes.
Was there music?
Music?
I was a tutor in the general's household once. The daughter. Nadia, is it? She had a talent for music.
Yes, she did play. Beethoven.
Beethoven, thank you. He can bring you into harmony with yourself. Help you feel yourself a good man.
Sir Munson.
I'll go and chop firewood. I like chopping wood before bed. In the cold. In the snow. I like the fragrance, then. And I sleep well.
He really is the most peculiar man.
Is it still snowing?
Not now, but it's lying deep.
I used to like the snow. Now it frightens me. You haven't tasted your tea.
Katerina, I've received a letter from the office of the Tsar about your appeal.
The Antichrist. Just look around you. He's busy everywhere. He locks up his people in a cage, shuts them up hungry and afraid, no work to do and pigs will for food. And then he cries out in horror as his people turn to beasts. He brings down the hammer of his law on them. The law. First he robbed them all, and now he condemns them for their poverty and rage. He took for himself all the land and the richness, killed all who resisted, then he wrote laws, saying, don't steal, don't kill. He should have made the laws first and left the land and the richness for all, but no. The Antichrist just goes on killing. For centuries he's been executing the criminals he's made himself. Centuries. You'd think they'd be extinct by now. Instead, they're in multitudes and growing.
His Imperial Majesty deigns to grant the request of the said Katerina Maslova and graciously commands that her sentence of 4 years' hard labour be commuted to 1 year's exile to some less remote region of Siberia.
Graciously command?
No hard labour, Katerina, and soon you'll be free.
Less remote?
Within easier reach of Moscow. It'll be so much easier to help you.
Sir Monson will still be remote.
Yes, but you could be free in a few months. Free to join him, if that's what you want.
Free.
Is it what you want? To marry that man?
You think I shouldn't? Because he's peculiar.
His views are outlandish.
I suppose they are, since he thinks so highly of me.
No more highly than I do.
Oh, really? I can still see your face, Dmitri. Back in the prison, when you found out what I've been up to in the hospital with my spotty assistant.
I've told you how badly I feel about that. I was wrong. You did what you did to survive.
What I did, yes. What I did was fight back. What I did was almost scratch out his eyes, not to survive, to keep from being raped.
Dear God, Katerina.
I've been soiled that way too often. Never again.
Katerina, I'm sorry. That's why they sent you back to the prison. Why didn't you tell me?
Would you have believed me?
Of course I would.
You believed them. The doctor and the warders. Once a whore, always a whore. You're quick enough to believe that.
I will not believe. I refuse. So there you are. Believers. Where is this god of theirs? This heavenly master? Nowhere. Nowhere out there. I'm my own master. I need no other. Jesus the Jew said, look within for the spirit, and he was right, that man. Faiths are many, but the spirit is one. I'll look inside myself, and true enough, there's the spirit. So if we all look in our own selves and find the spirit, then we'll all be united. Every one himself, and all one. Might even be enough bread to go round then. Might be.
You have to wake up, Dmitri.
What do you think I've been trying to do these past months? Wake up to the truth.
Not about Russia or God or injustice. About us.
The truth about you and me.
And Simonson. The truth is, he loves me. You pity me.
No.
He loves me for what I am now, or what he thinks I am. What I can try to be for him.
Katerina.
You would marry me for the past, for what was done to me. You feel duty bound.
More than that.
Oh, I know you want me. I know what I look like. I know since I was 17.
And you think he doesn't want you? You think all his talk about celibacy will last when you're married to him? When you're sharing a bed with that...
You're jealous?
Yes, I am. The thought of him laying his hands on you. You can't marry him, Katerina.
I can. I'm free. You said so yourself.
What can he give you? You know what I can give.
Money? Land? I thought you were giving all that away.
If you want me to, I shall. I'll give it all to the poor, or keep just enough to keep you.
He didn't keep even that much. Yes. Simonson did what you always threatened to do.
His people are...
Gentry. Rich and landed.
Simonson. I don't know the family.
It's not his real name. He left that behind with all the rest. And he didn't find it so difficult to give it all up. For the same reasons you talk about giving it up. Not difficult at all. He simply walked away. While you talk and talk and talk...
I'll do it.
No. And if I married you with all your riches, your people would disown you.
Let them.
And if you gave it all away and married me, they'd think you were mad.
Let them.
Either way, you'd grow to hate me. We might hate each other.
No. Listen to me.
More talk.
Listen. You and I could never hate each other.
Let me go.
I more than pity you.
Want?
More than that. I love you. That's the truth. And you love me.
Let me go.
Not him. Me.
Let me go.
I know it.
Or I'll scream.
You do.
I'll scream for him.
Love and remember. That night...
Easter Eve, when all the candles burned for you, for us, you remember...
And the next night...
All the people sang
for
us.
When you took me like a servant wench, I was...
No. You gave yourself, as I did. We gave, Katrina. It was giving. And the ice was melting in the river. You remember? Anything possible? Anything? Say it. Say it.
I love you!
What's the way to salvation? I'll tell you. Admit you're a sinner and you're in no way fit to judge or punish others. No way fit at all. Because how can evil men correct evil men? That's the start of the way to salvation. Forgiveness. The only way. That man Jesus was asked, how many times do I forgive my brother? 7 times? His answer, 70 times 7. And what he meant by that was always and forever, and he was right again. Always forgive. Can't be done, you see. And you're right. Compassion for all, impossible. It is. So it is. I'll never deny it. Compassion like that man, Jesus' compassion, is impossible. And it's the only way. So there you are.
Katharina, are you all right?
Yes.
Samanson, give us a few more minutes.
No.
Samanson.
Vanity. And vexation of spirit.
Leave us. Stop your preaching and leave us.
I will not.
Get out before I have you put in chains. I'm sorry. I didn't...
That which is crooked cannot be made straight.
Dmitri. Did you see the children last night? After the Beethoven? Maria told me about the children. A boy and a girl? Were they all sweet and cozy in the nursery? I can't have children.
That doesn't... It doesn't...
Wake up, Dmitri.
Don't do this, Katrina.
You want to live like other men.
Please.
Wake up and live.
Katusha.
Some things, for some people, are not possible. Forgive me.
Resurrection by Leo Tolstoy, the part of Dmitri was played by Richard Delane, Katharina by Catherine Igo, Lydia by Vivian Dixon, Viera by Joanna Toop, Princess Maria by Leslie Hart, The Old Man by Finlay Welsh, Simonson by Tom Brook, Nabatov and Ivan by Simon Donaldson, and Kriltsov by Joseph Arkley. Resurrection by Leo Tolstoy was dramatized by Robert Forrest and directed by Lou Kemp.